Well, I am Simon Quine, and I'm here to talk about Merlin football stickers.
And this, Simon, was something that you were, is it fair to say you were fairly passionate about as a lad?
Yeah, I think I found two here kicking around the house. These must be the two that I'm proudest of. I'm sure there were more that maybe have now, they're in the parents' attic, or maybe they didn't even last that long. Maybe they've ended up in the bin in years gone by. But yeah, I got into this when I was a kid. I mean, this one here is the 94-95 season, so I'd have been 5-6 about when I was doing this.
Got, need! The awesome new sticker collection from Panini is here.
Oh my God, do you remember getting your first sticker book?
Yeah, I think it was something my dad sort of encouraged. And I think, I mean, the Merlin books have been around for a long time. But I think when the Premier League started in 92, 93, they had a bit of a resurgence then, the sort of commercialisation of football and everything. And yeah, I got into it quite well. I thought, when I first mentioned this to you, I thought this 94, 95 one, I was one sticker short. Now I'm missing two pages. I'm missing half the Arsenal team and half the Wimbledon team. So unless it was on that page, it's actually complete, this one.
Okay. So, I mean, I wonder, as somebody who, obviously, you were fairly methodical with the way that you know, you got your little stickers and put them in. How do you feel looking back at and not having a complete book?
Yeah, it's a little bit disappointing. This one here, this 90, I think this is 96, 97, maybe. This is a fairly poor effort, to be honest. I must have lost heart on this quite quickly because, I mean, there's pages and pages here with stickers missing. It's very disappointing.
Can you not get the back catalogue? Is there any way of getting those stickers now?
I'm sure you can. I mean, it was quite interesting. I was flicking through this morning, and obviously this is before mass internet, sort of 1994, and you could go along to swap shop tours. So this is, I mean, they were held in massive places like Crystal Palace and football grounds, and there's kids here taking their books along and swapping their stickers with other people. I think that's probably all been replaced by online now. You know, it's probably all done on eBay, or whether there's a Facebook group where you can go on and trade the stickers that you've got, or maybe just buy the ones you're missing at the end.
I've moved out recently and check what I found from when I was a kid. And it's complete. Got Bosnich there.
Oh, do you know, I only ever had one sticker book, and that was for New Kids on the Block, which I might have mentioned a couple of weeks ago, actually. And I do remember sort of opening it with almost fervour, seeing which ones you had. There's that disappointment, isn't there, when you get duplicates?
Oh, yes, yeah. And memories of going to school with a big stack of stickers and going around your friends at break time and trying to swap them. And they were always a really elusive one that no one could get. It did have a bit of a resurgence for me at the 2014 World Cup. I'd been about 26, 27 then, and some friends of mine, who I must say were much older than me, they were well into their mid-30s, they started doing it. And I thought, you know what, this is a nice nostalgia thing of being a kid. So I got into that. Didn't get anywhere near finishing that album, I must say. Maybe because it was my own money I was spending on them then. Maybe that had an influence on it. But they were the same, you know. We'd go down the pub and we'd take our stickers with us and have a few beers and swap stickers. I must admit, at that point, I didn't have kids, they did. So I'm not quite sure what my excuse was for doing it. They had a legitimate excuse.
Do you think this is something you're going to pass on to your son?
I think so. I tried to do it with the last World Cup last year, and again, that didn't really take off. But he was a little bit young then. He really, I mean, I am quite methodical about making sure the stickers are in the squares and everything, and I wasn't letting him loose with that.
Oh, no. And what happens in terms of who you support? Is that something you naturally pass down to your offspring, or do you let them have free choice?
Yeah, I'm a Liverpool fan, but no one else in my family is. So that was something I don't know the reasoning for that. As long as I remember, I've been a Liverpool fan. Maybe it was something in school, friends in school. I've tried to push that on to Lucas, but again, I was kind of given free rein to support who I wanted to. So if he chooses to go and support someone else, that's up to him.
But still very proud of your collection, and thank you for bringing them in today. If anybody happens to have any of these stickers lurking in the attic, I'm guessing you'd gratefully receive them.
Oh, yeah, gratefully. Especially this 96-97 season, or is this 95-96? This 95-96, so if anybody has any spare stickers from that Merlin album, I would be grateful of those.